For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Shelby County Schools Superintendent Dorsey Hobson says that Tennessee's soon-to-be-released standardized test scores may confirm his recent call to close several schools. His plan is to restructure the school district. On today's Mid-South Education Report, Caroline Bauman of Chalkbeat, Tennessee, has this.
TN-ready test scores are due by next week from the State Department of Education. But at a recent school board meeting, Hobson predicted that the board would find the scores, quote, disheartening, as he urged them to take action to address poor-performing, under-enrolled schools. His most immediate plan would be to close two Memphis schools. Community meetings at Dunbar and Carnes Elementary Schools will be held next week. At last Tuesday's board meeting, however, parents, teachers, and local clergy asked the board to keep their schools open. One argument was transportation problems for low-income parents and students. While Dunbar and Carnes are the first in line for closures, Hobson's new plan proposes shuttering seven schools and building three in all. The district will ask the Shelby County Board of Commissioners for funding to replace Alsea and Goodlett Elementary Schools with new buildings. For the Mid-South Education Report, I'm Caroline Bauman, community editor of Chalkbeat, Tennessee.
For more about upcoming meetings and school closings, visit chalkbeat.org/TN.